My first love musically was soul music. I think all of that comes out in the way I sing, but this is the first time I've been able to write a bunch of songs that reflect that influence to the extent that they do.
Guitarist and singer Warren Haynes has released his second studio album called Man in Motion, and the title fits him to a T. Warren is well known for his many years playing in the Allman Brothers and Government Mule, plus his time with the Grateful Dead and many other projects. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Boris. Warren Haynes grew up in Asheville, North Carolina, learning the guitar when he was 12 years old. He got his start professionally in 1980, playing for outlaw country singer David Allan Coe. In 1989, he was tapped by Dickie Betts to replace him as a guitarist in the Allman Brothers. 5 years later, he formed the jam band Government Mule and was also making cameos with the Grateful Dead, Dave Matthews, and many others. Warren has a very distinct guitar sound that blends southern rock, blues, and jazz. On his new album, Man in Motion, he throws in a lot of classic soul from his early musical influences of James Brown, Otis Redding, and Wilson Pickett. With guitar in hand, Warren joined host Darren DeVivo in Studio A, and Darren got to ask him about going solo versus his band projects.
After I did my first solo record, I kind of realized that I'm much happier being in a band and having all the collective input. And one of the reasons it took me so long to make this record, I think, was that when you have one great band that you're lucky enough to be involved with, where for Government Mule, for me, Government Mule was my laboratory. We can do anything we want to do. But I'm also working with the Allman Brothers for 22 years and with the Dead when they choose to work. The reason that I made this record is because I had written a bunch of songs that didn't sound like Government Mule songs that wanted to be interpreted differently. And it is a little scary in the way that, you know, that all the focus is on me, because I love being in a band. I love being part of that group mentality where we're all, where the chemistry is the most important thing, you know.
I want to go for a long walk. I might need some company. Someone I can relate to. Someone other than me. I'm tired of these conversations I keep on having in my head. Well, it's a long way home once you've made your bed. I'm sick of my shadow and the shed in my skin. Sick of my shadow, the shape I'm in. Sick of myself and everything I do. Sick of my shadow since I lost you.
What type of adjustment did you have to make as a vocalist doing a pretty much a straight soul record as opposed to, you know, what you usually do, if any adjustment?
I think most of it just kind of came about naturally. We cut all the music live like we always do, everybody recording at the same time in the studio, looking at each other, very old school approach. But I think the fact that we had two keyboard players, Ivan Neville playing organ and clavinet and Ian McGlagan from The Faces playing piano and Wurlitzer, kind of freed me up to take more of a B.B. King type of role where I'm just kind of playing minimal guitar while I'm singing and concentrating more on the vocal. So that probably, as I mentioned, freed me up to be able to sing a little more openly. But most of it just kind of came about in a natural sort of way. I've been wanting to make a record like this for a long time, where the vocal is more the centerpiece of the record.
Darkness has the faces of we who hold the power. We don't need to be rich. We only need to be free. Chains of oppression never gonna break, but a day will come when we hold the key. Time will remind us that the people still have a voice. We don't want violence until there's no other choice. But the river our struggles away.
That was Warren Haynes playing live in Studio A with River's Gonna Rise and Sick of My Shadow. Warren's new album is called Man in Motion. Take 5 was produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.